Last night, U.S. officials secured the release of two Americans long detained in Venezuela. This came after a secret weekend visit to Caracas by top Biden officials to discuss imprisoned Americans and oil. It's a sign that there could be a thaw in tensions with Venezuela, which happens to be Russia's top ally in Latin America. Here to talk about all of this is NPR White House correspondent Franco Ordonez. Hey, Franco.
Hi there.
So can you tell us a little more about who these Americans are who've been detained for so long?
Yeah, so last night, Gustavo Cardenas and Jorge Alberto Fernandez were released and brought back to the United States. Cardenas is one of six executives of the gas company Citgo who were arrested during a work trip in 2017. They were later charged with corruption. Jorge Alberto Fernandez, he's a Cuban-American man. He was actually arrested on separate charges last year. But we really don't know a lot of the details about all this. And part of that is because there are a number of U.S. citizens who are still detained, including the five other Citgo officials.
Yeah. Well, it's been a long time since U.S. government officials have had in-person talks with Venezuelan officials. Is this an important breakthrough, you think?
You know, so it's kind of too early to say, but this is a big deal because it's, you know, the White House is looking for more ways to isolate Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. And Caracas has become closely tied to Moscow in recent years. Their oil industries, for example, are basically intertwined. And Venezuela has some of the largest oil reserves in the world, but that oil has been shut out of the U.S. by sanctions. And, you know, all that said, the Biden administration is now really concerned about record gas prices.
Right.
And just yesterday, the White House banned oil imports from Russia.
Exactly. So do you think Venezuelan oil could replace some of that Russian oil?
You know, it's very complicated. For one thing, the U.S. cut diplomatic ties with Caracas years ago because of the actions that Nicolas Maduro took to undermine democracy. You know, he's not even recognized as the Venezuelan president by the U.S. And he's also been indicted in the U.S. on drug trafficking charges. So this is a huge political issue as well, particularly in South Florida's Latin American communities, where some see this as hypocrisy. Eddie Acevedo, he served as the National Security Advisor for USAID during the Trump administration. He told me, you know, that negotiating with Maduro goes against everything that Biden has said.
It does undermine President Biden's notion here about being strong against dictators. You cannot be inconsistent on that and try to punish Putin and reward Maduro at the same time.
I take his point. I mean, does Putin have other ties in the region?
Yes, you know, the U.S. is concerned about Russia looking to expand its influence in other parts of Latin America. Putin already has close relations with Cuba and Nicaragua. And just weeks before invading Ukraine, Putin hosted the presidents of Argentina and Brazil in Moscow. You know, I was speaking with Eric Farnsworth. He's a former State Department official now at the Council of Americas. He says Russia's focus is less about the region and more about causing problems for the U.S.
At the end of the day, I would maintain that Russia doesn't really care that much about the Western Hemisphere at all. Rather, it's a region that Russia believes that if it can sow some instability and volatility, that will negatively impact U.S. interests in the region.
So, Franco, what can the White House do about that? I mean, it's not like the U.S. can tell another country who to be friends with.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about sovereign countries, of course. And, you know, one thing, President Biden is meeting with the president of Colombia at the White House tomorrow. Colombia is the United States' closest ally in the region, and it also has a special relationship with NATO. President Iván Duque has been one of the more outspoken leaders in the region against the invasion of Ukraine. But Colombia's energy minister actually said in an interview with Financial Times that oil from Venezuela is hard to justify. He said in the interview, if you're just banned oil from Russia, it's hard to explain why you'd then go and buy it from Venezuela.
That is NPR's Franco Ordonez. Thank you, Franco.
Thank you, Elsa.